one involving a motorist wound up inside a local restaurant in the vehicle.
In the vehicle, yes. About 12:40 this afternoon, we responded to 3700 South Texas Avenue, which is the La Riviera restaurant and bakery. A major accident. There was an elderly woman, 81-year-old, driving a gold Lexus, and she was parking her vehicle in the handicap spot when she accelerated instead of braking, instead of using the brake, and she drove through the business. The driver was transported to St. Joseph Hospital along with, we originally reported two customers, but then there was a third one that was located a little bit later. They were all transported to St. Joseph Hospital. Now, the two original ones I reported on only had minor injuries. I have not been able to find out the status of the third one, although I don't believe it's life-threatening. I'm not sure how if he had minor injuries or major injuries.
Also today, what's been reported as an aggravated assault on a side street near 29th and Coulter?
Yes, around 2:20, we responded to the 1400 block for an ag assault that occurred. Preliminary investigation indicated it was a disturbance with a knife, and then the resident there that received a couple of minor cuts, he was transported to St. Joseph Hospital. And then he described the suspect as a white male, approximately 45 to 55 years of age, wearing a gray T-shirt and blue jeans.
Your news release on this particular incident noted a number of agencies were in the area looking for the other person.
Yeah, when the call originally came out, several agencies heard that call, and they responded to that area to look for that suspect, and that included Bryan PD, Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the city marshals.
Continuing our visit with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, wanted to get another update. It's been a little more than 24 hours since the news came out about the aggravated assault at the Tropicana Club, and any idea on the update of the person who lost his hand?
We don't believe that those injuries are going to result in any life-threatening situation. I do know that he was transported to another hospital. I'm not sure which one, in Temple, and to receive some treatment.
And still at this point, any further or any information known yet as to the circumstances of what happened?
No, unfortunately, due to the circumstances around today and how busy it was, I have not been able to get any updates on that one.
Couple of other things I want to get to quickly. We are at November 2nd, which it's hard to fathom that we're now under 2 months from Christmas, and that means the Bryan Police Department's Blue Angel program.
Yes, we have been doing Blue Angel. It started off as Blue Christmas, and it turned into Blue Angel a couple of years ago, but we've been doing this for many years. And what we do now is we have a Christmas tree, and we'll set it. It will be set up in our lobby Friday. And on that tree, we will have our local angels, and it's going to be elderly and children in our community who need some help around Christmas. You know, they don't necessarily get a Christmas, so we try to help out as best as we can. And what we need for people to do is come in and adopt angels off of that tree and go Christmas shopping for them. And it's a great way to get your kids involved, take them with you, let them pick out a kid the same age and go shop for them, bring those presents back to the police department, and then we wrap them and we deliver them to those families. So if you need more information on it, you can always go to bryantx.gov, click on police department, and then look at special programs or just search Blue Angel. We also have some dates where we will be at Walmart. We will be at Sue Haswell for the Holiday Magic, and we will be downtown for the lighting of the Christmas tree.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yeah, slow down all over town, but especially in the 2000 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Richard, and 800 block of East 29th, which is 30 miles per hour near Fannin.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.